Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, how are we?
So, we're back again for the third episode.
Exciting stuff.
It is indeed. So happy we're freaking we're getting the ball rolling.
I know. we're actually keeping up as well.
Yeah, very good. So, what have we in store today? Me and Jake. Okay, something huge happened there.
Oh my God.
So, I was just chilling, on my phone in bed. And Andy Cohen, all the gays, the girls, and the Dems will know who that is.
Yeah.
So basically, this guy Andy Cohen, he's the housewives, the housewives that I love.
I still can't get fucking over.
God, I can't believe it. So anyway, he hosts the reunion episodes for the housewives, and he's really involved with Bravo, and he's his own kind of show, whatever. So I went onto his live. And he was talking to people, so I requested to go on, and he accepted my request.
No, Robert, you have to say, what were you doing? Because you weren't even thinking that you were going to come on.
I wasn't even coming on, I was on my phone, I was drinking a protein shake.
That's
like,
yeah.
Oh God, I nearly fucking choked on the protein then.
When you told me work, my reaction was laughing. I was I just started burst out laughing. I was like, what the?
I actually
What is going on?
Cannot get over it. So my brilliant friend Amy Nelligan recorded
so
it, thank God. So she's
shout out to Amy.
I know, we love you so much for thinking of me as always. And I got to play the screen record. Sorry, no. Okay, are we ready? 3, 2, and 1.
From Ireland. Where are you in Ireland? Cork City.
This is Rob, by the way.
Cork City.
Me and my brother love the housewives.
Wow, County Cork, huh?
Yeah, how random.
We're
both gay as well. And we always watch the Housewives. We love them.
Wow, so you're gay brothers in County Cork who watch the Housewives.
And there's only 2 years between us.
There's only 2 years between you. And where's your brother? Is he at your house right now?
He's in work.
Oh, he's devastated.
Devastated.
I just dropped the light there as well.
I'm in my dressing room at Watch What Happens Live, which is the talk show that I do. Do you watch it on Hey You?
I was mortified. I didn't have a clue what the talk show was then. I am going to watch it though, because I love him.
Yeah, we should have to start there.
Yeah, so I'm going to go on to the second one.
Thank you, Andy. I love you.
He just caught me cute there as well, and it glitched.
Oh, yeah.
Live for the, what are they? I live for the reunion episodes of The Housewives.
Excellent.
What seems to be big in it?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
As an Irish viewer.
Yeah, it's interesting. I can't wait.
Do you have a lot of Mormons in Ireland?
Nope.
Oh?
Where?
I nearly got that wrong.
Catholics.
I don't know what it is.
I'm very bad.
Are you a bad Catholic?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't go to church.
What was the last sin that you did?
Last sin I did, had a smoke last night.
Sweet Mary Jane.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, I'm a rule breaker.
You're a rule breaker. Wow.
Yeah. I set the rules and then I break them.
Ah, very good. Nice to meet you.
For sure, Andy. How do I? I'm scared in case I hang up. Yeah, I want to screenshot this. This is crazy.
I'm glad you kept on
for that. Screenshot it. You know how to screenshot. We'll smile.
But is it the down button or up button? Because I don't want to hang up now.
You do the. On both sides, you press both sides to take a screenshot, right?
Yeah.
So do it.
Okay.
The Irish charm.
Did you do it?
Yeah, I did. Thank you, Andy.
Thanks, buddy. Cool.
Week for him.
Oh, good.
Week.
Got cool.
See ya, Andy. Have a nice day.
Bye, you rule breaker. Irish rule breaker.
Quick.
Oh, he was very sweet. Don't you like that?
Oh God, sorry now, Andy. If you ever do listen to this, I'd fucking flake, yeah.
How exciting is that though? Seriously.
Actually,
I'm actually getting goosebumps.
I know, especially because I've just watched him for so long and
bear in mind as well that I didn't even know he was gay.
Oh my God, Jake's retarded.
I'm tearing through the episodes of Housewives. I'm on season 7 and I didn't know he was gay.
He didn't know he was gay? Oh my God, literally, the gay there is not on point. Off point.
But it's crazy though.
It's actually just literally insane. I was just starstruck. So, Now that that's over.
Yeah.
So last week as well, we were meant to tell the stories about how we came up with It's Lovely, Johansson. Yeah. No, Johansson, It's Lovely. Is that right? Oh, do you know, me and Jake repeat, well, I repeated this like 5 or 6 times before this, and I just did it again.
I'm very glad of that.
So funny. So anyway, Johansson, It's Lovely. So we're just going to tell us, we're going to tell you how we would use that phrase before.
Yeah.
So we leave Jake go first.
So literally, the name is actually such a good idea. There's a meaning behind it. So one day I was sitting in Speedos, and it was just on a Wednesday. Now remember, they had half days. Remember, our school had half days. I was by myself, and I was after ordering a chicken and pepperoni pizza in my favorite all the time. So anyway, it was literally like probably 1 or 2 slices in my pizza, and this random girl came up to me and she was like, "Can I have a slice of your pizza?" Didn't know if she was messing or not, but like I obviously was being nice, and I goes, "Do you want some? Take 2, it's lovely, are you serious?" I was, "You have to taste the chicken and pepperoni." Oh, I was force feeding people on our food though.
Oh my god, literally.
All our friends would say that, like,
force feeding, like, you can ask my work colleagues as well in the gym and FlyFit. So obviously working in the gym is such a fast paced environment, like 1 minute you're teaching classes, the next minute you're fucking going to gym floor, whatever.
Going all the time.
Literally, we like back to back classes as well. So that was one of those days before I had back to back classes. So came into the office, tried to mangle through my bagel and boy leg. Couldn't finish it. My mom gives me such a beautiful lunch, like, yes, loads. Julie is known in FlyFit for her cooking. Like, I get a stew for my lunch, like. So anyway, didn't have time to eat the bagel and boy leg, so I wrapped it neatly in tinfoil and placed it in the bin.
Like on top of the bin?
No, in it. I actually put it in the bin. I threw it out, like. So then I know Blaheen to be starving. Shout out to Blaheen.
Shout out
to
Blaheen, yeah, of course.
For giving us the name. She was like, "Robert, you have to have Johansson in it."
It's such a smart idea though, isn't it?
But it is, like, and it's us to a T, like.
It is,
like, you know. So anyway, like, it goes to Jamie, I know Blaheen's in our class, but after she's done, I put a bagel and a boiled egg in the bin if she wants some. It's lovely. Then I went back, did my class, came back into the office, and lo and behold, Blaheen and Jamie absolutely skitting, laughing at me, offering food in the bin.
I was skitting.
Do you want some? It's lovely. So we want to speak about, as well, on today's podcast, about gay people being in awkward scenarios.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, like, do you know, especially, like, one morning now, it was half, like, so on a normal work day, if I was opening the gym, I'd be up for 4:30, and I'd have to open the gym for 5:30. So I was actually staying in Patrick's house, my sexy ex, woohoo!
Yeah, Patrick!
Shout out P. Murphy! So one day I was
sorry, King's farts are disgusting, horrendous. And he's right next to us.
He actually smells like a boy leg placed in the bin.
Literally.
Oh my god.
Not even wrapped up this time.
Look at him, he's getting so big and cute.
I know.
Oh my god. He's like a size 7 paw. So anyway, I got this taxi, man. Sure, it was 4:30 in the morning. Absolutely still asleep. Like, do you know what I mean? Got into the car. Normal chat, whatever, or seen normal. We got in kind of by town, and he was like, "Oh, you'd have to watch your ass around these places in the nowadays." And I was like, "What? Bunch of fairies around the place, you never know who's around." And I was just kind of, obviously, I'm openly gay, but, like, you know, he obviously,
when you're
putting
that in position, you're like,
but, like, he obviously
oh,
didn't
God.
Pick up that I was gay. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Obviously.
And then he was actually being homophobic towards gay people, but
without him realizing
that there was a gay person in the
next
car.
To him.
Oh, I mean, I was just so awkward, so uncomfortable. I was like, oh, again, a situation again.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you think it's 2020 there, and it's 2021.
But again, as in our first episode, like, Irish families, Irish men, like, do you know what I mean? And we brought that, like, to our, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, like, it's just...
But still fairies, though.
I know, like, but do you know what I mean? Come on, like, you have to protect your ass. No, sorry, love, don't give yourself that compliment at all.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, don't flatter yourself, hun.
Yeah.
I don't want your smelly ass. God, anyway... I just didn't want no aggro at 4:30 in the morning, like, so I just got up and went to work. But, do you know, it's just so uncomfortable, and imagine that, setting off your day, you know, going into work,
yeah.
And then having to deal with that, do you know what I mean? And, again, you don't know the situation until you're in it. Like,
until you're in it, and then when it actually happens, yeah, and like right there and right then, you're kind of, yeah. Do you know that kind of?
Yeah, it's so annoying. Let me try put it into perspective for people. So, like, let's just say now, not in that, being gay is nothing to be ashamed of. I'm really proud about being gay and who I am, and you know, and it's nothing to be proud, like, it's nothing to be ashamed of. So, like, but like, imagine you getting a haircut and you didn't like the hair, like, you know, the dodgy haircut, and then someone didn't notice that it was a dodgy haircut, but you were conscious about your hair, and someone was like, oh, you have to be wide and be wide who you're getting your hair cut off around here. And then you're sitting there with your own insecurities in your head about your own haircut. Do you know what I mean? It's just so...
Ugh. Your front row seats are what happened.
Yeah, literally. Jake's going to talk about his...
Well, like, it wasn't even like an awkward opposition moment, because I literally switched around at him because I started skitting laughing what happened to me. Mm. I drive home from work in the summer because on my bike, obviously, because it used to be sunny and stuff, and it's nice, like, but I was coming down by the main gate to UCC, like, I can never forget as long as I live. But there was like 4 or 5 boys past me, you know, tracksuits now, whatever, and scot cuts like myself. And I just riding my bike now, no earphones in or nothing. And one of them shouted at me, and they were like, only real men ride women. So I had to think fast on the spot, because I was passing them and I was not letting get them the last word in. No way, Jose.
I know, we're too stubborn, aren't we?
Stubborn out, like, and no way. And especially being a gay person as well, like, fuck off. So I shouted back, I goes, you bunch of fucking naught and trims, haha, I don't even like Fanny. And within 10 seconds, I got chased by 5 people and I had to speed down the road.
Thank God you're on the bike.
Thank God I was on the bike, I would have been...
I know. God. One day as well, I was walking in Poppins Hill. It's a hill that from Farnery that meets into Blackpool, and this was years ago. I'd on skinny jeans. This was now the time, like, first it was chinos and then skinny jeans kind of come in. So it was on that break, like, do you know what I mean? So I'd had on my new skinny jeans anyway, delighted with life, walking down, waiting to bum outside North License to get someone to get me drinking.
I feel ya.
Yeah, like, it was so fun. And some scumbag across the road, like, skinny jeans are for faggots.
Oh, how, like, old fashioned, even, like.
But you know what, I turned around and goes, all right, you have on a navy nylon tracksuit pants, get on.
Oh, God.
God, I can smell the piss from here, like.
Yeah, the musky piss.
Oh, yuck. God.
They don't even know what they're talking about.
I know, literally, it's actually disgusting. So, we had a walk then, we had a lockdown walk then the other day.
But would I never forget that?
Oh, like, my as God.
In, because I didn't notice, I'll even finish.
I didn't even notice
either. No, I didn't know. Then Kelly.
Oh, my God. So, me, Jade, Kate and Kelly and Jake went on a walk. So we're walking in Poppins Hill.
Oh my God, is that Poppins Hill?
It's at the start, the very top, anyway. I'm skating. So we're walking in Poppins Hill. And we were walking along, I was talking to Kate.
Who said it?
Kate just looked at me and goes, is that shit?
No, goes, she goes, there's a smell of shit.
She goes, is that shit? I was talking to her. She goes, is that shit? I goes, what are you on about? She goes, yeah, that smell that. There was 2 kids on the road, and Kate goes, yeah, it's shit. A pipe burst the top of the hill from all the ways down.
And going across the, like, wideness of the pad as well.
The breadth, the width, the girth. There was shit everywhere. But,
oh my God, the smell was horrendous.
Walking next to it was like a bush tucker trial. I was about to say, I'm a Nari, get me out of here. It was absolutely horrendous.
It's actually disgusting.
And then King is getting so fucking big. We always want him to take out walks. But the vet recently, we were on to our new vet, and the old vet gave him old medicine. So now we have to start up his full another 4 weeks again.
4 weeks. So but look, we're not going to take chances on bringing him up, like, because we're no way, Jose. So we're just going to keep washing him, feeding him, hugging him.
Then my mum renamed him Boy.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about that.
Like, do you know, if my mum wants to call King, it's not King. It's not King. It's Boy.
She was calling her She at the start. And I remember. Ah, she's so cute. I'm like, Mum, it's he.
I know. She's like, Boy, come in. Are you hungry? She's actually hilarious. She goes out the back, Boy, you thirsty, come in, it's raining, Boy.
She's so funny.
She's actually gas. Like, she was weak then when I was talking to Andy Cohen as well.
No, but I still can't get over the fact that you were speaking to Andy Cohen.
I know. The house.
And I still can't get over the fact that I was in work. It's not even jealousy, the perfect word is envy.
Oh, that's what jealousy means.
It's if jealousy, big cap letters in brackets, jealousy.
But like, oh my motherfucking god. Like the one time Jake's in work.
I know, but sure, look, I don't care. Once he noticed my brother, it doesn't matter.
But that's what he's saying. Like, you know, County Cork?
County Cork?
So let me get this straight. Two gay brothers from County Cork, Ireland.
What are they even saying there? County Cork, Ireland. County Cork, Ireland.
And you watch The Housewives?
We're going to have to start his talk show.
The talk show? I didn't know what the talk show was. I was mortified.
But never mind that. They're bringing on Jade... what's his name?
Jade Essence Hall. Jaden Essence Hall, Shea Coulee.
Why wouldn't we watch it?
Oh my god, King just pissed on the floor.
And his farts are actually, like, furious.
Fuck's sake. He's actually really good for going toilets. But
he's like, very good for going toilets. Mm. Oh look, he already asked us to go out though, but we didn't open the door because we're on the podcast.
Yeah, you know what you're going, love him.
We literally didn't open the door because we're on the podcast.
Because we're on the podcast, he was actually looking at us, waiting to open the door. See, we're just confusing him.
Yeah, we are.
Just like the way we were confused growing up, he's confused growing up now.
Yeah, literally confused all our lives.
Look, at least dogs don't have to come out though.
Yeah, I know. They just go straight for it.
Yeah, literally go straight for it. Dolphins can be gay though.
Dolphins, everything can be gay. Like, oh my god, who was Lisa Vanderpump on about having two gay horses in the Beverly Hills Housewife?
Rosebud and Diamond, that's them. Oh my god. And
what was it?
Rosebud and Diamond.
There's three of them now.
She won't have three of them. Two horses.
Rosebud and Diamond.
Yeah.
What's three? What you're saying? Rosebud and Diamond.
Rosebud is the one letter.
Oh, one just said Rosebud and Diamond.
Actually, slow. Rosebud.
Rosebud.
All right, yeah. Like she's a horse there called Budweiser. But like, as in, So I watched all the Housewives by myself, and I'm rewatching it with Jake. So
did you with RuPaul?
Oh, RuPaul. Yeah, I watched it all with Patrick, and then watched it all with Jake. And I'd watch it all again.
What day is it today?
And oh my god, Andy. So like, Andy was in his dressing room and he was like, oh, I'm just doing my show there, whatever.
What
was his show called again?
I don't have a clue.
So his talk show. His talk show. I looked at the lineup. Shea Coulee, Jada. And
I went straight on to it when I was in work. I was like, no way now is this happening. I go with the two series that we watched combined into one that you were just on fucking FaceTime too.
It's actually insane. Like, it's so crazy what the internet can do.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Do you know what I mean? Imagine that. Like, imagine the internet actually connected me and Andy Cohen randomly. Like, because like, anyone could have been accepted. Like, it was just random. Like, there was like 4,000 people watching. Are you messing?
I'm going to be on every single FaceTimes or live people when they're on live, and I'm going to be clicking into every single one of them.
Oh my god, I'm actually going to get sick thinking about it. I'm slow then. I wish I shamelessly plugged the podcast. Like RuPaul does.
I know, but like, could you though? You want FaceTime to Andy Cohen?
I know, I text him. I go, Andy, I love and respect you so much. You made my whole week. By the way, me and my brother have a podcast.
Throw it in there.
Yeah, you can listen to our coming out story if you want. We'd love for him to hear.
I hope you have a lamp super page and then sees me on it.
Yeah. So then again, I'm going to say it again. Andy, if you're listening to this, I'd flake, yeah.
Just listen to it with your ears open, loud and clear.
I know, so excited. So, for next week's episode as well, we want to put up a question box.
Yeah, literally what you want us to do and what ask us questions and what you want us to do.
Yeah, so like more stuff about like what you want to hear from us.
Yeah, we're going to have certain stuff like that, don't we?
Be more interactive, definitely.
Because, yeah, more interactive, that's the word.
I mean, it's such a learning curve. Like, you should see, like, even with the second episode story time, like three of us were sat around the one microphone.
What, the one microphone, that's what, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, that's probably why the audio was a bit weird last time, but we're going to have to order a new microphone. It's all learning curve, and we're having so much fun doing it as well.
It is so fun, and I actually enjoy it. I look forward to, like, literally every single Wednesday.
It's really keeping us on our toes, like, isn't
it? Actually even, like, sitting down having the chat of actually laughing, because that's what I do.
I know, like, it's so funny. And so that will leave up today's podcast.
Look at King on the chair.
Oh, he's so beautiful, isn't he? He's actually the same colour as the chair.
There's literally paint in the room at the moment.
So, as we said, we're going to leave a question box so people can ask us questions and, you know, get to know us a bit more.
Get to know us a bit more and ask, like, give us questions on what you want us to talk about, what we want to do. Just ideas, basically.
Yeah, so we'll love and leave
you. We just wanted you to fill in about the Andy Cohen ska.
Mm-hmm, bitches.
This is Jake, by the way, actually.
This is Rob. And at that, we're signing off. Slán go fóill.
Maher fuckers.